Yes, we are.
Just checking. I didn't have to listen to that song again.
Oh, like if we forgot to push record?
Yeah.
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 We've done that a number of times. How many times have we done that? How many times have we heard that song?
Hundreds.
Friend of the show, Taylor Williamson.
Oh, is he outside?
Okay, great. Tyler, are you going to be able to keep that seat, or are you going to constantly be distracted by what's out that window?
Both.
Can we do this? Can we do it proper?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to not pay attention to all the people walk by.
Damn, levels are not right. I thought they were right.
All the celebrities cruising down Melrose Avenue looking for their fancy pants restaurants and their fancy clothes, getting in their fancy cars, going back to their fancy houses.
A lot of fancy going on out here.
I saw, we're on Melrose.
Cat fancy.
And I saw two clearly German tourists who paused to take a photo of a little flower that was growing on a fence at the school that's right there.
Yeah.
Why?
When I was at the Calico Ghost Town, I was following these German tourists around who took probably a dozen pictures of a cat, a regular cat.
Look at the cat.
We don't have cats in Germany.
Well, they appreciate life. They've been
schooled for
a number of decades now on the beauty that is life.
Now they have to celebrate
every bit of life.
A photo. There's this leaf, there was this flower.
What if you did appreciate
we
life?
Saw the
I'm
ants.
Going to take a picture of every single blade of glass.
What if you did appreciate life to that extent, where every breath you were like, life giving oxygen.
That would be exhausting.
Hey, you know what's not exhausting? Doing this.
Yeah, sleeping, taking a nap.
Here you go, Tai Tai.
Oh, look at that. Cash-a-rooney.
I just gave Tai Tai his winnings.
Yeah.
It's cool to get an envelope full of cash. It's not as cool when it says Tai Tai on the front.
No, not as cool.
I gotta say, that's not as good.
Yeah, just took the wife to lunch right before I got here, and we're sitting down, and I whipped that out and put it on the table, and she goes, sweet, lunch on Tai Tai? And I said, sweet. I'm afraid not. How shitty would that be if it was ripped open and it was like all uneven, all like there's some change in there?
Or if there was just 100 missing and you just denied it. Nope, I put it in there. I'm not giving. No.
Well, that is exactly what would happen if he suggested that, because I counted it a number of times. So I just gave Tyler his winnings from Pittsburgh Penguin Hockey.
Cha-ching.
I don't know if either one of you fucking Pabs have said, hey, Anderson, thanks for liking the Penguins.
Thanks for liking the Penguins, Anderson.
Yeah.
The Penguins are so alive.
Hey, welcome to After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There is Mike Carano to my left. There's Tai Tai to my right. We're doing it from the rafters at the world-famous Hollywood Improv.
Yeah, because it's like 14 degrees cooler than the little plaza we normally record in.
I don't know how the sound...
plaza?
What does the sound sound
it's
like,
probably going to be echoey.
A little echoey.
I don't even think my microphone's on, to be honest.
What? Why do you... You know, you can't hear yourself
at all.
You hear the applause.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, there you go.
Mm. You're on. I can hear you.
Yeah, go ahead, Tyler. Let's do the... Go talk.
I'm talking, baby.
There you go. All right,
better.
There you go. Mm. All right.
Mm. Now I don't feel like
I'm
loud enough.
Give the audience what they want.
All right. So I have purposely avoided Mike Carano for the last 3 or 4 days.
I wanted, he was avoiding us.
You don't
I wanted
want to tell to call me about him. My body odor problem?
I wanted to call him and check in numerous times, but I wanted to save it for this here program. And you can only imagine my disappointment, Tai Tai, when I saw him about 20 minutes ago for the first time since he went on his epic road trip. And I said, I want to ask you how it went, but I don't want to bring it up before the show. And he replied with, I don't want to talk about it.
Mm. Well, I recorded everything for a podcast, and it feels weird to repeat myself. I will talk about it, absolutely.
Well, tell us the things that didn't involve yelling at people on the road.
Yeah, so
I'm
Mike,
sure that's your
how many
podcast.
National parks did you hit?
Okay, let me explain to you. I don't think we talked about this at all. This is all on the recording. And I can't burn it. Big things happen.
See, here's the problem with your little show is that you overlap. You need to have...
All right, don't patronize this little show.
Little okay, show.
I'm going to tell you a couple of key points.
Tyler, what are you doing? Schooling me on? I have little shows. I refer to them as little.
No, your shows are little.
All right.
A couple of key points is
lots of pain.
On my way out of town, I made a detour and stopped
by
Dr. Drew's house.
Stop it.
To take a ride in a loaner McLaren that they gave him, a $350,000 car.
Why?
Yeah, so that put me behind schedule.
Because he subscribed all of them Suboxone as a thank you.
He subscribed them all to Suboxone?
Yeah, he prescribed them. Prescribed. The words are too similar, and they mean very similar things.
Right.
Here, I'll sum the whole trip up for you. I got to tell you something about the Grand Canyon.
Or the Grand McLaren.
Not impressed.
No?
No, I'm kidding. It was fucking amazing.
Did you get the vertigo that I got?
Absolutely. It was terrifying.
It is fucking weird, right? Your brain can't comprehend.
Yeah. I legit believed you for a second, which clearly means in my world, you're the kind of person that wouldn't like the Grand Canyon.
You will what?
I totally believed him when he said not impressed. Yeah. I didn't doubt it for a second.
I saw the next 30 minutes of my life in the show of us just arguing. And I was not happy.
You know, my favorite thing about flying from West Coast to East Coast is all the times you look out the window going, landing. That's the Grand Canyon. Wait, no.
Yeah.
That's the Grand.
Yeah, yeah.
Nope.
That's and then you see it and you're like, holy shit, that's the Grand.
I have never seen it from above.
It's like an empty ocean.
It's pretty phenomenal. It's so strikingly similar to the photos that you see.
Yeah.
But it's like.
It looks like the photos of it.
But your brain can't understand the photo. Like the photos don't do it justice at all.
No, you need a hang glider. To actually explore it.
Did you pee into it?
In all its grandeur. Of course I did.
Yes. I don't know if you need a hang glider.
I seriously thought of masturbating into it.
You seriously thought of that?
No.
Michael?
Okay, I'm going to tell you a racist joke that's an old classic that a Jewish comic, Bob Nickman, told me when he called me and asked me where I was going. And I said, the Grand Canyon. And he goes, you know how it was formed? And I went, yeah. And he goes, no. A Jew lost a quarter.
Ba-na-ba-ba-na-ba. And he just started digging?
Yes.
In the desert?
Yeah.
Like a maniac?
A Jewish comedian told me that. It came from another Jewish comedian back in the 40s or 50s.
Feels like there needs to be another layer to that joke. Something about like a very strong,
like something missing.
Digging type man with large hands at least. Or
let me sum the trip up for you. And if people want to hear it in much, much, much more dramatic and emotional detail, I have a 3-hour and 20-minute podcast. It's going to be uploaded soon. I'm not even kidding.
Good.
There's some good moments on the podcast that I won't spoil right now.
Is there a thing at the end that you mentioned so that you can see if people listen to the whole episode?
Yeah, you got
to
put a little nugget in there, a little Easter egg.
There's some nuggets. There's also a Patreon bonus that's pretty big.
Wow.
I mean, big file size.
Feels like double dipping.
I'm driving out. Yeah, you say that now, and then 10 minutes later, we're talking about cinematics for 4 minutes.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? This week's cinematics, not bad. We talked about Life Animated. We talked about that new terrible movie called Swiss Army Man. Holy shit, do I hate that movie.
Swiss Army Man.
Oh.
Did you watch the...
Harry Potter.
Disappointed!
Did you watch the 7-hour, 35-minute OJ documentary yet?
No, I'm good.
I really heard it's fantastic.
I heard it's great. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm done with OJ. I've seen
I know,
enough.
But this is more of an exploration of the LAPD and racism and Los Angeles, and it's OJ is the viewfinder, so to speak, that we see it all through.
Can I get a little bit of business out of the way? Thanks to everyone who has sent me an email and wants to be on the email list for my upcoming goings-ons with Groupers, the feature that I'll be raising money for here soon. So thank you very much for all the emails. Please do send more emails.
You can use voiceover for the trailer if you want.
If you want to, like, friends who might not really be familiar with me or the show, if you want to reach out to them, the more people that hit me up on the old email, the more people I can get involved, and you guys can all be a part of it when I actually launch it here. I think in September the actual campaign will be going. So thank you very much for that. The ICP disaster. There's some sales, but it's a little bit sluggish. It's hard to tell though because a lot of the people that used to buy our stuff are now Patreon subscribers, which is fantastic. So our Patreon's doing pretty well. It's healthy. But if any of you who are listening to this who do not do the Patreon $10 or more and would like to help support the show, there is a link. It's on my site, AndersonCowan.com. It's on the After Disaster, I assume.
Sure, it's there.
And
on Facebook, all the videos, it's on Twitter.
All the videos. ICP video is, if you've been waiting to, to pull the trigger for one little thing, I think the ICP video won't let you down.
But all the videos are available, right? On Gumroad still? Okay.
And I'm going to have to update the Patreon because that $5 level that you got, like the old ones, it just says like the previous destination disasters. So essentially, people could just like buy that one and they get all of our things.
Why did you say that out loud on the show right now?
Because I'm going to change it.
Why don't you fix your sloppy work?
Well, at the time, we didn't have
more
We should
probably give those people the destination disasters.
Well, you can give them the last two, but not the most current one.
Yeah.
Because that one...
Do you guys want to do what I do?
3 hours of my life.
What I do on my podcast, which is if people can't afford it, they don't have a credit card, I just give it to them. No, I guess. Okay.
I mean, eventually all these things will be available on YouTube somewhere way down the line, but the point is that they get to support our efforts, Mike, which cost money and lots of time.
You're telling me.
So why are you promoting
telling me.
Imagine a peanut seller at Dodger Stadium saying, two,
okay, hold on.
$5 peanuts?
I'm imagining.
$5 peanuts, except for Ken Ford, I'll throw you a bag for free.
I think that's
$5.
I think it's a kind gesture.
Unless you're poor. Anyone who listens to this, who has time to listen to this once a week, and they appreciate it, and they get a few chuckles or escape from their own lives, they might want to give a couple bucks.
Yeah, I agree.
They can afford a couple bucks.
I agree. Fork it out, cheapskates.
Well, I wasn't saying that at all.
I keep thinking this rope out of the corner of my eye is like a Peking duck hanging in the window.
You need to switch
seats.
You need to sit somewhere else.
In
that's
San Francisco.
Not there.
Doesn't it look like that?
Do you remember what was hanging from that rope for about a year?
No.
A giant claw that was used to pick up hay, and they thought it was added ambiance for the barbecue restaurant that failed.
I love how much you hate this place.
I love this place, but I hate the changes. I hate all changes. Even that song.
Change.
The David Bowie one or the Tupac one?
No, he's talking about the Brady Bunch one.
The Brady Bunch.
Change.
Doesn't somebody want to
the Brady Bunch change? Not that super loud effect.
That's Partridge.
Jesus.
Do you want me to find the song?
Would you please? Yeah, it's where Peter's voice starts to change. It's right when they're like
I don't know anything about
this. The whole family is getting ready to sing. Brady Bunch.
Sounds awful.
8 or whatever it was.
Were they in a band?
Yeah, they were. And they were getting ready for a huge recording. I think there were like local radio stations were all pumped up about it.
They were a band.
And then guess what happens?
It was a hot thing.
Peter's voice, because he's got, the old pubes coming out, his voice starts to change and starts cracking. And they decide to rewrite the entire song and make the song called Change so that when he can sing his part, it works. Oh, genius.
This sounds
Brady
awful.
Bunch. Mm-hmm.
That was a good show.
It was a great show.
It was a good, terrible show.
I used to work out with Marsha.
She was hot.
Yeah, she was.
Marsha.
Oh, let's just.
She's still hot.
Back. She was. McCormick. What's her name? McCormick.
Maureen McCormick. You know who doesn't get enough credit for being insanely hot?
Who's that?
The maid.
Well, for her age, she was pretty striking.
All right. What?
Susan Day from the Partridge Family.
Mm-hmm.
Overshadowed completely by David Cassidy.
Oh, come on. Where's Peter?
There it is. Oh.
Yeah.
Overdub.
Yeah. Jonathan Corona was the guy that gave me the baby wipe warmer.
Great.
Off my Bay Ridge. Thank you very much, Jonathan Corona. You've been a supporter of the program and tweeting back and forth for years. Babies really, what a puss babies are like these days? If they need the baby wipes
they're
to
babies.
Be warm.
They're literally babies.
But they need it to be warm. I remember a cold.
Wait, what?
Baby wipes just touching my bum and it was cold.
I don't warm Zach's.
No. Oh, well, thanks to Jonathan Corona. I got a nice warm baby wiper.
Spoiled little brat.
Yeah, silver spoon from day
like
one.
Yeah.
Kid's going to be a prick.
No, he's not. He's sweet.
That's more than a silver spoon. That's a warm
time. Hey, here comes. There.
That's
fantastic.
Awful.
That's fantastic.
Dislike.
I thought of both you guys. I was listening to a podcast and they were discussing, even though it was not a podcast about children or babies, they were discussing high-end baby carrying backpacks and how it's so much worth it to spend the extra money and buy the most expensive brand.
Why?
Because
what?
It
this
balances
is on a podcast?
The weight.
Oh, yeah.
You were
it
listening to this?
It balances the weight on your back better and the baby's more comfortable and the baby's got stirrups in case you need to do any kind of gynecological
exam. I don't
want to
go down baby R's.
And it's got a little like hood that folds up so the baby doesn't get sun on their face.
But I was with the wife of Baby R's. Jillian and I were there. Baby's R's.
It's Baby Russ.
We were looking at shit, and there was like such a discrepancy in those little swaddlers that you use a baby backpack. And we actually asked the lady that worked there, we're like, what is the difference? This one costs almost $200. This one's $30. And she's like, there's really no difference.
No, it's not
so we like register for the $30 ones. Mm-hmm. We don't
tell your baby's warm and weather.
I'm just
going to
use my old high school backpack.
A little JanSport.
Just, put a little blanket.
Oh, cut two holes.
Did you have
keep the zipper open
in
the top? Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff a pillow on the back.
It'll be fine.
Get little safety pins all over your backpack.
Yeah. It'll be like punk rock, baby. Yeah. Toting.
Cut a hole for his head.
Run a catheter out of your son right onto the sidewalk in case he pees. It just goes right out.
That's why they have diapers.
Little JanSport. Little JanSport action.
I said JanSport already.
I didn't hear it.
Magic diapers would be the best.
Right to your face, making eye contact with you.
It makes everything disappear.
Guys, the acoustics in this room are awful.
It's fine.
No, they're fine.
It's fine. We'll listen back. We'll see.
It should be better in that other room.
Something happened last night.
Yeah.
To me. And it's a pretty decent story.
Okay.
Walking out of a movie late night at my local multiplex, as I'm known to do.
As you're wont to do.
The Ghost
Theater.
To do.
Yes, the ghost at the ghost mall where
the
there's
ghost.
No, there's
ghost
there's mall. Like there's no businesses open at this mall other than this giant movie theater. That's the only traffic that it gets. The rest of the mall is completely empty. We used to call it the dead mall, but Mike doesn't like that. So it's the empty mall. Mm. And so, I was walking out of Central Intelligence.
Oh. Did you laugh?
Which I was forced to go see.
Did you enjoy it?
By Brian, because he's a fuck.
How much
fuckhead
did you,
that he
how
is.
How much did you like it?
There's two scenes that I really like. The rest of it can go to hell. Fucking Brian. But I'm driving. It's like probably 12:30 at night,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm leaving
bottom
empty,
of the stolen skateboard.
Empty parking lot, and I see a kid, probably like a junior in high school level aged kid.
Yeah, did you beat him up, took his wallet?
He's walking towards my car as I'm slowly exiting the empty parking lot.
Pepper spray.
And he's got his hand in the air. I'm like,
like
what
he's,
the fuck?
Like he's under arrest?
Like he's flagging me down.
Okay.
Right? So I'm like, do I just keep going? I'm just going to keep going. And then I saw him out of the corner of my eye, and something like hit me, and I felt really bad. So I rolled down my window. As my window is rolling down, I'm yelling out the window, I have nothing. I have nothing to offer. What do you want? What do you need?
Because I'm just good move. Good move.
That's how you got to be.
Preemptive.
I hey, like we it. Live in a big city, and it like hardens it. You, right?
Yeah.
So I see the kid's face, and it just kind of like stops short. His hand falls to his side, and his face drops. He goes, "Never mind, man." And I start rolling out the window, and I go another 2-3 feet, and then I stop, and I go, "What, dude? What's going on with you?" And he goes, "My girlfriend just left me, and I need to like make it down to Fallbrook, and it's all right, man. It's okay." I'm like, "Fallbrook and what?" Because like, you know, Fallbrook goes.
I thought you meant like, Fallbrook, the city. I'm like, that's like 2 hours, buddy.
It was like maybe like an eight minute drive.
Yeah.
So I'm like, "Oh, what's across street?" He's like, "It's by the stop sign." That's what he said.
Oh yeah, pretty good move.
So I'm like.
Oh, the only stop sign on that street.
That was his landmark. Kid was young. He was a younger kid. So I stop and I pause for a minute. And here are all the thoughts that are rushing into my head.
Yeah, give me your girlfriend's number because I'm going to go make some moves.
This was what was really interesting. Everything flying in my head was, you're going to be a father. What are you doing? Why are you even entertaining this thought? What if something happened to you? Yeah. Jillian would be left alone.
Yep. Yep.
You can't do this.
But she could tell your son the tale of what a heroic dad you were by a generous... You know, dad being of service to a poor child
lot,
whose heart was broken.
Sweet parking lot BJ you got.
So as I'm like, wow, that's really interesting. And that's what's coming to my head.
Did you guys go beat the girlfriend?
No, the girlfriend was never seen. So yeah, I'm thinking, you can't do this.
Got boring.
You can't do this. And then I hear my voice saying, all right, dude, get in. So now there's a stranger in my car. It's 12:30 at night.
Did you make him sit in the back like an Uber?
Good name that for a song. God. Yeah, you should have put a mustache in the front and said the meter's running, asshole.
So he's in my car. I wanted to say, why don't you just call an Uber? But I felt like that would be kind of an aggressive mood.
Why didn't you just call your mommy?
Which I also learned that his phone was dead, too. So all these...
What time is it?
These are all like likely stories. 12:30 at night. Mm. And I'm asking, like, now he's in my car. There's a stranger in my car. And I'm thinking, what have you done, dude? Why are you doing this? And he's like, you just turn right here, turn on. No, there's no good. And I said, so what's going on with your girlfriend? And the story's a little bit shaky. He's something about her saying that she was going to the bathroom because something happened to her sister. And then she just left his bag outside the theater and disappeared. And she's pissed. And he's really upset about it because the 4th of July is coming up.
Yeah, and that's a big romantic holiday.
He wants to see her in that bikini.
Right back to like when we remember when you were like young.
It is for me because I fuck the US of A.
And if you have a girlfriend, Tyler, you're out of this because you've only had one. But like if you have a girlfriend and then like something happens like around a big holiday and there's always that threat of like she's going to go like to the fireworks show with another dude.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think about the jealous
so I was like back in this headspace. I forgot all about that.
Yep.
So we're talking and so
she's at the fireworks show with another guy and he's riding around.
With me.
With you.
So every firework reminds him of one of her multiple orgasms.
The 8-minute walk is the drive is like pretty uneventful until the very end. So the guy's about to get out of the car, right? I'm like, he's like, right here, is good man. He's like, thanks. He starts to get out of the car, and I start to like slowly go as he's closing the door. And then he stops, turns back, and he goes, oh, wait. And I thought that he forgot something in my car. So I did that thing where I put my foot down. And I guess I might have been a little bit nervous, but I put my foot down on the brake, but it hit the gas, too. So now my car is, like, revving, trying to go and stopping.
You're
it's
nervous
like
around a 16-year-old boy.
And I look, and his fist is just inside my car. He just wants to do the fist bump. And
he
I'm
gave
like,
you an oh wait to get some dap?
Yeah, he just wanted to like he felt like he was being a polite kid. He wanted to say thank you
You're
and
like,
give the appropriate.
That was like a $2 ride.
So as my car is like going, like I'm trying to give a little. I'm like, all right, man, I hope everything works out for you. And then I leave.
I got to ride home.
That's pretty
the
nice.
Coolest
you.
Guy.
Yeah, you should have put. Did you tell him about the after disaster?
No, I did not do any plugging.
I think he could be our new JLC.
He's a nice kid. Nice kid.
Well, how is his house?
I gave him a little, didn't go inside his house. Oh. I gave him a little lecture, and I felt like an old man. I'm like, you know, you shouldn't really get in the car with strangers.
Yeah. And then you're like, and suck my dick.
And then I zipped. And this is why. Zip. That happened to me once. We got
you're like, I'm not gay and I'm not a rapist, but I'm going to rape you.
Ever tell you about the time my buddy and I were like hitchhiking trying to get to a party, and we jumped in the back of like a pickup truck? And within maybe two blocks, they just start doing violent swerves, and we're almost flying out the back. And they're laughing maniacally, and then they pull over, and they say, this is why you don't get in strangers' cars. And we're like all banged up.
You're like, thanks, buddy. Thanks. That was dislocated shoulder. What is that?
It's supposed to be a zip. And that comes from like a sound effect company.
That's unbelievable. That's terrible.
It sounds like an elephant sneezing.
It sounds like you're taking one of those little cars. You know those little cars you have as a child that you roll backwards and they go forward? It sounds like you're doing that backwards.
When you pick it up off the ground, you don't let it actually go. You just hear it. The wheels.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's for the people in their cubicle right now. Just extra insult.
Typing on a 1980s typewriter?
Typing while listening to typing.
Some people dig having an actual keyboard that as makes clicky noises.
I like the click.
Yeah, they sell high-end keyboards and the pads in them. You can buy different levels of pads, like how loud you want the click and how solid you want the click.
Can you imagine being that guy, though?
At the office in the cubicle?
Click, 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 click.
And you're just desperately trying to find someone else that like shares in your hobby of like...
Somebody might.
I got the new Max Lifters for my...
Yeah, it might Max be a, lifters. Might be know, a satisfying noise. You know, like a good white noise. Because nothing makes me more sleepy than being in an office.
It's true. Unless it's your office, because you always got to be alert, because shit could be falling on your head.
Now, the only office that makes you sleepy is the TV office sound effects, like the phones ringing in the distance and the white noise murmur.
Yeah.
No, any office with a copy machine. What are you talking about? Offices. Am I right?
The only office that doesn't make me sleepy is Office Depot, because they have cool stuff for sale.
No, they don't. It's all horrible. And it's all overpriced.
Good stuff. I don't care about the price. I just walk around and look at things. Mm-hmm. And imagine I have a regular job.
Is the most on-brand thing Mike has ever said.
Yes. I went to the market with him last week. Mike and I went to a Whole Foods, the shittiest Whole Foods I've ever been to.
Really?
By far.
Yeah, it's my Whole Foods. It's pretty shitty.
It's real shitty.
Except for Jasmine.
Except for this checkout girl that he likes.
Oh, what a shock.
And I got to experience Mike shopping for food, and it was dreadful. It was very dreadful. Mike's looking at all the horrible, shitty, overpriced food that they have, like, under the heater.
Yeah.
Right? Like the fried chicken that's sitting in its own juices.
They do have a really good pizza.
And
the pizza's terrible.
He's about to get that.
Wait, have you had Gelson's pizza?
We've had this conversation.
Oh, fuck me.
We've had this exact
much
conversation.
Much better.
And he goes, and he abandons that idea after about 30 seconds of pondering. He goes, will you share a sandwich with me? And I'm like, I'm not really hungry. And I can see the desperation in his eyes. So I'm like, I'll make a decision for you. I'm like, yes, I will share that sandwich with you. He's like, okay, great, great. And he goes up to the deli and he just goes, I'm not going to get a sandwich. And then he ends up with two cobs of corn. Cups of corn.
What a feeble lunch that
I'm
was.
Imagining
no protein whatsoever.
No nutritional value.
You end up with
value.
Two corns on the cobs?
Yeah, that's what he
that's
ended
all
up
I ate.
Leaving.
I'm imagining this playing out. I'm imagining it being shot cinematography the same way as like Anthony Bourdain going through like a Southeast Asian like market. You know, like and he's exploring like all the different things, except it's you with your neuroses trying to shop through.
I take 10 minutes to pick out what I'm going to have for lunch, and then I hate it. I'm always like, I didn't want this, but I didn't want to wait.
It is awful. Okay,
I know.
Swiffer wet jets.
Wouldn't it be great to shoot him doing that though? Like in that like that,
I don't know what
like,
the Anthony
travel,
Bourdain
like
thing
food
is.
Documentary style.
But whenever it cuts
you know,
to him, it's
like,
just frazzled.
They're, like picking up like cilantro and smelling
it.
And
it's
like,
all
yeah,
like
take
relaxing.
Yeah, it's like,
but it's just Mike shots of Mike all frazzled.
I'll take two beans and a carrot.
I wish I could do it like that. I wish I could take like. I'll take 10 of those red beans. I'll take half a corn on the cob, okay. Already cut all off right. The cob, uh-huh. And a fork.
Yes.
One bite of that meat.
Those Swiffer wet jets. Like, I got one. I think I told the story. I saw it like at
Wait,
Ralph's.
The
and
spinning
I went on
one?
Animals.
The one
no,
that
no,
spins?
No, it's just you push the button. It's like a battery operated and it spits out the cleaner.
It's definitely gotten better over the years.
But listen, poor Jillian. I got it, right? And it was $20 on Amazon. And I'm like, this is great because it spits out the stuff and you just do it. But then it only cleaned like two rooms, two okay. rooms of hard floor. And then I'm like, oh, we just got to look. And then I'm like, I feel like we just got to look from somebody who works here. And they just looked up here looking quite upset and annoyed.
Really?
Maybe I shouldn't be yelling.
How would this upset somebody?
Well, it's echoing through the club.
So there's no one in here.
So it's already out, right? It's already out of stuff. So I'm shopping for new little bottles. They're tiny little bottles.
Yeah, of course. The
cheapest you can get on Amazon is $8 for a little tiny bottle. I'm like, this is a fucking scam. The whole thing costs $20.
Why don't you make your own soap?
I'm going to just start spitting on the floor and then wiping over it.
Yeah, good move.
Scams. Yeah. So Jillian, I was searching.
Soap. I think you can make your own soap.
And Jillian finally just said, honey, stop. It was like 15 minutes in. She was waiting for me to finish so we could watch something on TV. She's like, would you stop obsessing? 15 minutes of me searching for these dumb little... It's insanity.
Are you sure it wasn't concentrate?
I'm sure. Yeah, it's a scam. There's so many scams out there, Mike.
Yeah, everything's a scam.
They'll sell you this for cheap, but then they're... Oh, don't get me on started on printers. Fuck them all.
I want to put screwdrivers. I know.
Speaking of which, can you print something out for me?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna put screwdrivers in my printer. It won't accept the new fucking inkjet. I bought three now. It's like, does not recognize. It's the exact one that you want, you fuck. The exact brand Epson from you, 220. Yeah. Does not recognize your cartridge. Oh, so a screwdriver will be jammed into the side of that thing soon.
Or a machete. Machete works too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's everything else on it works. If you want to print something in magenta, you're good to go.
See that guy?
Cayenne, sure. Cayenne? Cayenne.
That's really, really loud. You see that guy on the news that beheaded the guy who supposedly raped his girlfriend?
Nope. Didn't see that one.
Okay, this is white trash. This is like white trash,
white trash. That's a hell of a segue, by the way. Mm.
The girl confronts her rapist. He agrees to let her tie him up and beat him.
What?
As payback for the rape.
What?
Yeah. While the boyfriend's there.
Yeah.
Then the three of them are driving to a bar, and the rapist is telling the girl what a slut she is, what a whore she is, this and that.
Right.
So
whose account is this? The girl's or the jealous boyfriend?
I don't know. The car breaks down. The rapist is driving, by the way. He gets out.
Sounds like one of those jokes from your Jewish friend.
He opens the hood.
Way more details.
The rapist opens the hood. The boyfriend hits him in the head with a baseball bat.
Is that when the quarter slips out of his pocket?
Then stabs him in the lungs with a machete.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And then beheads him.
You don't stab with a machete. You whack with
a
machete.
No, you definitely don't stab.
You don't stab.
You stab with a sword.
You don't skewer. Yeah. Right.
Get it straight, a-holes.
You hack.
But he beheaded him.
Wow. I wonder how many whacks it took.
Fuck. Jesus. I don't know, man. Or saw? How much saw motion?
Well, we have looked...
Depending on the going off of the people you're describing, it doesn't sound like they keep their machete in like tip-top
clean
shape.
No, it's probably rusty. The guy's probably got...
Yeah.
Was this Florida?
There was a few hacks.
What's that?
Was this Florida?
Florida?
I don't remember where it was, but it was on the front page of USA Today this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Small article.
brief yeah. read.
Brexit still dominates the news.
Enough of this Brexit. Hey, speaking of Brexit, can we bring soccer to the table for a minute?
Enough of this Brexit. Speaking of Brexit,
yeah.
I don't want to talk about soccer, but back to soccer.
Can we talk about soccer just for a minute?
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know how how often do you
soccer
guys
Euro Cup really know baby?
How often do you guys get in arguments with people suggesting? They're always from foreign lands, usually from
every
from
goddamn
Europe.
Day. I talk about how stupid soccer is, and people
every
fight
day?
Me about
that
it.
Seems a lot. Like a
at
lot.
Least, he's like how the Germans love
twice
life.
A day.
Uh-huh. He always has to talk.
I walk up to strangers and I'm like, "Can we talk about soccer?"
It's rare that a South Americans or Mexicans that I get in an argument with. It's almost always like the Brits. Or the Irish, right?
Yeah.
They love to talk about their love of soccer, and their argument is always this: it's the number one sport in the world. Why do you think that is?
Yeah.
Why do you think? And here's the answer:
it's the beautiful game.
You know why? Do you know why?
Because
I do know why.
To play
why
if you're
is
poor.
That? Because it's That's a game exactly for poor right. people.
What the?
Jesus.
Why people?
It's because this is a working.
There's a man.
Oh no! Is
that
starting construction?
There's a man banging
there's
on the
a
wall.
Man with a Doyer hat, and he's smashing on the front window.
Does he want to get in?
It appears as though.
But
no one looks up. No one ever looks
should
up.
Should he be getting in?
He looks like an angry comic.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Fucker.
He looks like
why don't you go let him in?
I don't want to.
He's about to glance up here any second. He's going to glance up here any second. Oh, God. Do we
Where's
push
Mike
bus?
Going?
Okay, watch what's about to happen. I'm talking about a guy in. I don't even know if he works here.
Well, so then don't do it then. I'm sorry. I just told you the exact opposite of what.
Wait, what? What's, why is this happening?
Fuck. I don't know. But he looks angry, this guy. He's pulling out a knife. I don't work here, says Mike. Not only does he work here, but like this is like his second job, maybe third job, and he's doing his second job at his job site. So he double works here. Right now he's like moonlighting at his job.
Everything just happened. Made me so uncomfortable.
What was that box? Is that how... What delivery service is he with?
Yeah.
Or are you just...
Open hand smash delivery.
Hey, we can't hear. What?
This is my answer for every delivery person that comes here. Yeah, I don't work here.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, say that every time.
And Tyler and I were talking about how not only do you work here, but you're actually doing your other job here right now. So you're moonlighting at your job. Yeah. So you're double working here. Yeah.
I don't work here. I just have free run of the place, and I'm allowed to walk behind the bar anytime I want.
I pick up a check every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Is he in here?
Yeah.
He was banging on the door like the White Walkers were chasing him. He was trying to get in to Castle.
That would have made the podcast thrilling if all of a sudden some guy runs up behind him and shanks him, and we just see his bloody handprint slide down the window.
That would have made it thrilling. You're right.
Oh, no.
He's going to do it again.
All right. Doesn't he know you can just walk? Oh, never mind. I shouldn't say that. Okay. So, yeah, Tyler touched upon it, but it's real simple. It's just soccer is the easiest sport to play. All you need is a ball and then find a couple rocks. You can play by yourself. No, but you can play by yourself in any kind of on a parking lot, in an open field, in your house.
You can't duct tape two butter knives to the bottom of your feet and play hockey.
Nope, can't do that.
You could.
Basketball, you need a hoop. I mean, you can dribble around all you want.
Yep.
Football, baseball, you need numerous, at least two people.
You gotta drop $3,000 for equipment.
Hockey is more expensive.
Hockey is probably one of the toughest. Curling is probably tough. I would think luge
tennis,
and
you can't just start playing freeform tennis anywhere.
Pretty tough. Hey, bobsledding,
Tour de France, you can't just start doing that.
If toboggans grew off trees and there's just bobsled runs everywhere in the world, that would probably be the most popular sport in the world.
Yeah, if toboggans grew on trees.
Yeah, probably. Yep. Okay,
so that's why. So fuck you, soccer lovers.
I understand people are angry about me not liking soccer, but my real problem with soccer, because hockey is pretty much the same game, and hockey is fantastic. Exactly right. Soccer, a guy works his ass off to get the ball down by the net, and one little mistake, and a person on the other team just kicks it right back down to the end of the field, and I'm like, fuck you.
Soccer's like slow motion hockey. Slow motion hockey with green ice.
Yeah.
And big.
And I also don't care for soccer players, like the way they just fake their injuries. Like,
Such
pussy. They're the opposite of hockey players.
And the last, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, sometimes as much as 7 minutes is all penalty time. So you don't get, the clock counting down. You don't know exactly. There's two guys in the entire fucking world who know exactly how much time's left. So if the score is, 1-0 and somebody else is almost getting you don't get that, oh, my God, the clock's about to run out. You don't know. It's a mystery. And I know because I used to run sound for these fucking games for 2 years for Fox Sports, and it was hell on earth.
Yes,
I agree. Hell on earth.
And the other thing about it is, and this is going to be, this might anger a few people, and I don't mean it personally.
Oh, no.
I don't mean this personally, but I've been to sporting events. I've been to soccer games. I've been to football games. I've been to hockey games. Mm-hmm. I've been to baseball games. I've been to bobsled tournaments.
Yes.
But one of the things
javelin chucking.
My immediate response as an adult going to a sporting event is a percentage of the people in the audience, I'm like, I fucking hate you. I hate you, fat, drunk guy who's screaming and yelling about something that has zero to do with him. Mm-hmm. And soccer is that times 10. Mm-hmm. They're willing to fight over something that has nothing to do with them. Like, how pathetic is your life?
It's a lot of sports. You've been to a Dodger game?
I know, but going to watch a game that they benefit zero from aside from being entertained.
Entertained, though? That's probably why they're so angry.
About humanity.
I don't know. They're lying to themselves about the entertainment value because they can't be that entertained. They really can't be.
But you know what? Here's
Bill Burr brought up a great point. He's like, it's the only sport where they're all singing songs in the audience because they're so fucking bored. They all got to sing songs.
Korean and Japanese baseball, they'll sing like the entire game.
Baseball
is so disturbing.
Not the most exciting thing in the world either, especially when you have nothing but Japanese players.
The first hockey game I went to.
Not a whole lot of home run swingers out there.
What?
Yeah, they don't swing that many home runs.
The home run leader of all time is Japanese. Who's that? Sadaro Oh.
How many home runs did he hit in the MLB?
Home runs. In the MLB. Zero in the MLB.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a Japanese player named Sadaro.
Where it counts? None. Where Sadaro, it counts? I think. None. Zero. Where it counts.
I didn't realize you're so nationalistic about
it. I am.
No, Jesus
America.
Christ.
It's our fucking pastime, not the Japanese pastime. They're on the Access Evil. They were supporting the Nazis. Fuck them and their baseball. God, I love some sushi, though. God, I love that sushi. Well, I'm sorry. Well, you were going to say something a moment ago. We cut you off.
No, I don't know.
No, you had something good. Did you see?
Oh, yeah. This is nuts.
I think hockey is the most entertaining sporting event live. I've been to a couple of hockey games, and the first time I went to a hockey game, I had to leave because of all the fucking people around me. I just went, I don't like these people. Mm. I don't like
soccer game.
It's a bunch of fat guys screaming at the top of their lungs, and it has no fucking effect on the game. And it's disrupting everyone around.
Can we all just agree that it's the most popular sport in the world because it's the easiest sport to actually play by yourself or with one other person because it doesn't take – all you need is a ball. All you can play in your bare fucking feet and Speedos.
You know what? Now, here's my argument against that, even though I agree with it. The most popular sport in the world should be bare-fisted boxing because we can all do that.
Yeah, you know, you need two people.
You can't play soccer by yourself.
You can play soccer out of the field. I see losers by themselves playing soccer in fields all the time.
Wow,
just
losers.
Dribbling about.
Losers.
Practicing their shots.
Yeah, they're just playing like hacky sack with a soccer ball.
Do you think we can get whoever runs that blue lifting machine?
You can't stop.
Do you think we can sit in the basket and have them raced up?
Probably.
Tata, why do you not talk about the things that
I'm pretty sure I know the person who's running it.
What were you going to say, Tata?
I was just going to say, did you guys see that tennis player who made it to Wimbledon?
Did you hear this?
He's like the 770th ranked in the world, and he somehow got to play against Federer yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing like all these old clips from this guy from like the amateur tournaments that he's been in, where he would just eat in between like the sets or whatever. He just ate Snickers bars and drank RC Cola. He's like the John Daly of tennis.
That's pretty sweet.
Did he win?
No, he did not win, but he put on a spirited display.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You know what? He's probably begging for like a commercial endorsement.
From like Snickers?
Because what if next week it's Dr. Pepper and like Payday?
He just keeps trying new concessions until he gets a sponsor.
And then he's just constantly opening the New York Times and showing the front page. Anyone give me something.
Sorry, Dad. Dinky Nuts. Squirrel Jam. Hats!
Are those your notes for the show? Squirrel Jam. That was the original.
Sorry, Dad. All right.
What the hell?
So I pulled up to 7-Eleven the other night, and there's a homeless man out front ranting.
Well, as always.
Yeah.
Is he ranting what you just sang to me?
He was
Are you going to explain that?
7-Eleven must have a "We welcome the homeless" to begging from Rashard McEvon.
I think they're like
mascot. Not want to go
oh
back.
Oh, my God. 7-Eleven should just create a homeless mascot, and they have free ones out front all the time.
Just to you know, it could be like putting an owl on top of your house to keep the birds away. You already have a homeless guy out
but
there.
Yeah, you don't have to pay them, and they're your mascot. You always have live mascots in front of all of your businesses.
He's just dressed up in a big, filthy, dirty Slurpee costume?
No, but he's not even in the costume. He's like, that is their mascot. Like 7-Eleven is just like a hobo. And then you always have one
you
out
give
front.
You give him a big foam costume that looks like a burnt, mutilated finger, and he's like, what the fuck is this? And you're like, Taquito. It's one of our taquitos.
Mike's clearly not clear on this.
He's not following. But
the mascot is a homeless person.
I thought we'd take a homeless person and we put him in a costume.
No.
He's got like a little bindle. Do you know one of the cutest things my wife Jillian ever told me was she ran away from home when she was a kid?
Yeah.
I think I'm allowed to say it. I don't think she'd get mad if I said this. She ran away from home when she was a kid, like when she was 7.
Yeah.
And she put together a bindle. Like she took like a handkerchief and she put like a sandwich.
Oh, so there's a picture of that.
And she tied it to a stick.
What kind of sandwich?
Peanut butter.
Did a little part of you go, phew. She didn't get picked up by a guy in a van. And
yeah, I think she made it like 2 blocks. Like when you run away at that age, you go like 2 blocks. Then you're like, I'm tired and hungry.
Yep.
Plus with that little stick over your shoulder.
Yeah, it's making an indentation.
She used a bandana?
She used a bandana.
You ever tried to put your clothes
maybe
in a bandana? There's not enough room.
Yeah, I did. I've tried. Yeah. When I was at camp, I was going to be the cool guy with the bindle, but it didn't work out.
I don't know if the cool guy with the bindle was going to be here.
I'm the cool guy with the baby-carrying backpack.
Everyone's got backpacks, and I got the bindle.
I'm the cool guy wearing fucking...
Fucking.
What's happening down there?
There's a 7-Eleven mascot is walking by.
There he is.
Do you
Wait,
want
what's he
to...
have? He had like food.
We get some good homeless people here. We got the woman that sits at the cafe next door with her computer keyboard and no computer.
Yeah.
Just working at it.
Really?
Yeah.
She might be spinning yarns.
Does she like the loud clicky ones?
It's a wireless Apple keyboard with no Apple computer.
What if it's connected to like a computer somewhere and she's actually...
Beep, 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 beep.
Did you hear... What? You saw what? You saw what? Did you... I'm going to go on to my next one.
It's not good. I just saw like a young woman... yesterday at the supermarket, and yes, Mike, she was mildly attractive, and she
question answered.
She was talking to herself. Clearly, it was on a phone call, but she didn't have earbuds in. And horror of horrors, she had like one of those little Bluetooth pieces that nobody wears anymore except like black security guards.
What? Tyler, that was such a generalization.
What?
You're kind of right, though.
All right.
Who uses the little like Motorola earpiece
like
anymore?
See people.
No one.
It's not like they only sell them.
No one.
It's not like they have like, a place where all they sell that is Hennessy.
It's the Armenian guys that own like cigarette stores, like tobacco shops, those guys.
Yeah.
Security guards.
All right. Yep. What was she doing?
No, that's it. I just couldn't.
That was freaky. Was she was wearing like a Bluetooth earpiece?
Every time I see a Bluetooth earpiece,
someone who's under 25 wearing a weird in-ear Bluetooth thing is
like
weird.
Your life is so important, you can't ever be without.
I understand you don't think that's weird, but like half the people,
I think it's very weird.
My friend Derek always has one.
2-1 Weird.
He's a lawyer. He's always got one.
Yeah, no, but he shouldn't be using it.
That's embarrassing. That's weird.
He should be using his Apple earbuds.
That's embarrassing.
All right, so I
might as well wear a Robin Hood hat. You know, a Robin Hood hat too.
I heard that Samsung admitted that they can tap in and hear anything that's going on around their TVs anytime they want, even if the TV is powered down.
They admitted
that? Where'd you hear that information?
I heard that from McAfee, the guy that invented the McAfee virus, antivirus.
You know he's kind of insane, right?
They were interviewing him on TMZ, and he said that.
But you know he's insane, right?
And now it's law. Yes, he was very insane.
Was he outside of a 7-Eleven?
No, he's outside of some store, though. And he was talking to them at length for probably about 3 or 4 minutes before he just stops in his tracks and goes, I'm sorry, who are you?
Oh, fantastic.
Ow.
But he's like, yeah, Samsung, they've admitted, they've already gone on record that they listen to your conversation. They can hear, if you have a Samsung TV, newer model, they can listen to anything.
I'm familiar with this a little bit. They have not gone on record what they can listen. They are listening to your conversations. The deal is everything can be hacked and everything wireless can be hacked. And people can hack into your phone and your audio on your camera and your audio on your phone or your computer or your TV if they really, really want to. And it's a very, very, very difficult hack, but it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something to be aware of. And that's just life. That's like saying no one can look in my window. It's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is not a completely – this is the most secure device.
To his phone.
But it's the most secure thing.
Probably the rotary is more.
No, I'm saying as an electronic wireless device, that is the most secure thing. But your TV, there's no regulation necessarily.
There should be.
And you know what? Why does your TV have a camera?
Why, does it?
Yeah.
I don't know if it does. I think it's supposed to, but I never found it.
It has a microphone? They're listening?
Evidently.
Okay, let's look at this with common sense.
Yeah.
If Samsung had microphones on the television, which they might.
Yeah, they could.
And people were hacking in and listening.
Better than
you don't think other companies would use that against them because that would stop their sales dead in their tracks.
No, maybe other companies are doing it too. And you know why? They get money from the sitcom production companies because they want to figure out where the laughs are. Why are you showing me that?
I was going to look up this claim about Samsung, and I opened Safari on my iPad, and clearly the last time I used it was for the show when we were trying to look up porn that did or did not exist.
Yes.
And we looked up...
don't even say it. Don't even say it.
Clown coming pumpkin.
I brought that up just yesterday on Emily's show.
Is that a
show.
Pumpkin that comes clowns?
No, it's a pumpkin that comes on pumpkins, like gourds.
Once again, proving the iPad's an invaluable tool since the last time you even used it was probably 4 months ago.
So I drive up to 7-Eleven. It's very late night. This is a few weeks ago. And I see a homeless guy out front, as I usually do. But for whatever reason, I had a little connection with this guy.
Yeah,
I'm not sure exactly what it was.
He just picked up a kid.
Might have been my... No, this is weeks before.
Okay.
Might have been my mood,
You've
whatever.
You've been sitting on this story for weeks?
We've had some spirited episodes, and it hasn't come to mind. So, okay.
All right.
And,
clown coming on mind.
So on a pumpkin. I just brought that up on Emily's show yesterday. I'm really upset that it's coming up here again.
You're recycling.
We're talking about you're recycling things on Emily's show.
I forgot that we had talked about it, and we were talking about
how
everyone.
Why is that your go-to weird sex?
Because I was talking about how upset I am.
What happened to you in October?
You know, you know those horrible
pumpkin
porns,
smashing testicles,
or
punch
chicks
that in.
Are like getting stabbed in the back of the throat with dicks, and they're like throwing up and crying. Like you know those porns. You know like Max Hardcore porns.
Yeah, I don't like those.
I hate them, and I was going on and on about how I hate them, and then I said, but it takes all kinds. Anything you can think of, somebody has probably beat off to it. And then I came up with, I just dropped the clowns coming on pumpkins because it's random.
No, it's because that's your thing.
It's not my thing.
I know Anderson's thing.
Yeah. I show up at the next Puddles Pity Party with a little baby pumpkin.
Samsung.
And could you please?
Samsung probably has some evidence on their hard drive of Anderson jerking off in a clown mask onto a pumpkin.
So I don't know why. It might have been my mood or whatever. But instead of just totally ignoring this guy or just saying my go-to, all I have is credit, man, and blowing past him. He's like, hey, man, you think you can get me? And I'm like, yeah, if I have anything, dude.
And he pulls out the square and he's like, I got a card reader.
So we had a little connection. Like, yeah, he stopped talking
$1
to space. That is a thing coming. I actually had a listener send us an email, I think, saying that they saw a homeless guy with one of those square readers and an iPhone. Terrible.
But, I can't even fathom. I want to see that.
You know what you say next? Your next move it would be like, yeah, sorry, I don't believe in fees.
Yeah.
That would stop him, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you
a
square fees.
Or you could just say, I'm not giving a fake homeless guy money who has an iPhone, an $800 phone. How about that?
Maybe he has the second generation.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, those things are cheap.
Yeah.
So this guy, he's speaking to the sky, as homeless dudes do, and then he speaks to me. Actually, we make a little contact, and then he goes back to speaking.
Wait, he's speaking to this guy
to
or
the sky?
Sky?
To the, okay. to the
there
the
are a lot
story.
Of internet results for your Samsung TV.
Are there
listening
really?
To you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a true thing.
There's a lot of apparently, there's smart TVs you can be like, play Netflix.
Yeah, oh yeah, so they
it's
absolutely
just like,
has
it's
a,
listening all the time.
And it never works right.
That's why.
It finds stuff on YouTube for me, but then it doesn't play. It only plays the audio. I don't get the
it's
picture,
like,
so fuck
please,
it, I don't use it.
Please wait. Currently recording your phone call. I mean, your voice dictation.
You know how you get stuck on weird parts of YouTube? Like, that happened the other night because I was trying out my little
clowns,
voice command.
Pumpkins.
And I was saying clown coming on. No, I said, I was saying
hey,
buzzard.
I just got a new job at Samsung. I just sit there and screen people's shit-fuck conversations all day and
shit
all night.
Shit-fuck conversation. I was saying people's buzzard on Amazon.
Lives.
That was my first test. Yeah. I wanted to see if it would take me to Buzzard, which is streaming, that movie Buzzard, which I love so much, which is streaming on Amazon Prime. And instead it took me to YouTube, giant centipedes fighting or getting eaten by a buzzard. And then I was on the weird part of YouTube looking at giant centipedes, which are horrific.
God.
Giant centipedes are some of the worst things you'll ever see.
Scary as
hell. Parts of this world that I will never
visit. They can be like 3 feet long.
They're like
2-3 feet
long. Yeah, and then there's all these horrible people. Most of them are coming from Asian
fucking planet,
Asian countries where they have like gambling rings and they put a giant scorpion in with like a mouse or a
scorpion.
Scorpion
or
a giant centipede with a scorpion, and then they bet on who's gonna win, and they're all like standing around with their money yelling. It's horrible.
Are they doing the betting
they're doing
thing?
The
who
betting
wins?
Thing
who wins?
I don't watch the end.
Who
I can't watch
wins?
Something die. It's awful
because I'm absolutely going scorpion.
No, there's no scorpion.
I think the scorpion.
It's a centipede.
The centipede one. No, it was a centipede versus a scorpion.
Oh,
yeah, they had camel. Yeah, they had some stuff from like the Middle East where they boots on the ground soldiers were like camel spiders. Versus
hey, what was on the back of the satin jacket and drive? Is it a
scorpion?
Scorpion.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I ordered three.
Camel
of those,
spiders
so.
Versus what?
Versus like other camel spiders, and they have like kangaroo mice in there. I was like, who watches this?
You do.
Yeah, your YouTube record shows that you watch that.
Jillian's like, are you coming to bed soon? I'm like, watching giant centipedes.
Yeah,
she's
hold
like,
on.
You can just say you're looking at porn.
I know. It makes me trust you more.
I know. You're in the pumpkin patch again.
There's a girl wearing heavy eye makeup who's crying because some guy's basically suffocating her.
So the 7-Eleven mascot is out front. He's speaking to the night
porn
sky.
Where they put giant centipedes on people?
What?
I've
no.
not seen that.
I've seen porn where like a woman is shooting little baby eels out of her vagina because they'd already been put up there.
You know what? I would just skip over that thumbnail.
It was back in like the mid-90s or the late 90s when internet was new and my friend would watch
Wait,
horrible
things. Wait,
was that
called like All the Little Fishies or something like
I don't
that?
Know.
I think it was.
Sorry, I don't need that in myself.
All the Little Fishies.
Was it Stryker? Are you still talking about that video?
No.
I don't need the beauty and purity of the female vagina being soiled by a
solid
giant.
By...
Yeah, I don't need that. I need to look at it as a pure...
How do like I... I don't want to search this.
Search it.
A beacon of hope.
Go to Chrome and then go to... go to new tab or whatever and go for an incognito tab. And then it won't stick. Chrome is incognito.
I've already done clown cum searches on just like.
All right.
I'm glad I've kept my phone pure and clean without doing any kind of weird searches like that.
McAfee is so insane. Every 3 or 4 days, he gets a new phone. Every 3 or 4 days.
But, here's the question is, how is he back? Because he was wanted. He was
know.
Wanted and he was hiding out for like a year.
TMZ found him.
But no, he's been doing interviews left and right. I think he's in L.A.
So the 7-Eleven, this is not, doesn't even have a payoff, but I just got to get it out of the way now.
Thank God, we built it up.
mascot is, he's like singing to the night sky. He sees me. We make contact. And it's actually nice. It's normal. He's like, hey, man, you think you can help me out with anything? I'm like, yeah, if I got anything. And then I'm walking and a girl pulls up and she's
going.
And then
you open a briefcase and wing a giant scorpion on him?
No. She's going for the door. So he goes back to singing to the night sky, the sky in the up above us. And I open the door. I don't even, I'm like behind him now. Like, I don't even know how he sees what's going on. I open the door for her. She walks in. He cuts his song in half. And I just hear him saying, like, under his breath and out the side of his mouth, trying to be a gentleman of shit. And it was so funny.
That's pretty good, yeah.
So I gave him like $1.50 when I came out because he made me laugh.
He earned an extra 50.
He was very, that was very funny. I don't even know how he saw it.
What song was he singing?
Yeah. I question his insanity now.
I believe he made it up. But it went like, he was like, lo-dee-da-be-da. Hey, man, think you can help me out and give me some money? Sure, man.
Lo-dee-da-be-da. I see a shooting star.
Trying to be a gentleman and shit. I love that guy.
I like it, too.
He was pretty sweet.
I like that, too. I like those comments.
I like
from
that
a homeless guy. a man of the sea.
All right. A little fishy showing like. Anything up.
Eels inserted in pussy.
No.
Asian girls playing dirty games.
Not good.
Sorry,
like
guys.
Eels.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
I don't like
I'm
this.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't
eels
like
placed in her pantyhose wiggling as they enter, then finally used to penetrate. I cannot.
Patrick do you think the Stewart. Eels like
money?
What's going on?
I don't
what's
think
happening
they think
here?
A lot. I don't think they think too much.
What if it's an electric eel?
I hope they don't think much.
I saw a video of an alligator bite an electric eel.
Yeah?
And it killed him.
It killed the alligator?
Killed the alligator? Yeah. Ooh, really? Him.
They both died.
Yeah.
But the alligator was
that's good.
Just flipping
two less
around and
awful
just
things.
Like, and then just dead.
Mm-hmm. Where were you watching that?
Some guy shot it. I think it was in Florida.
Did he put the electric eel like with the alligator?
No, it was like an Asian tourist.
Oh.
And maybe it wasn't in Florida.
Was
but
it a
he
German?
Was just,
a German was very sad.
The electric eel.
Two lives lost.
Okay, I know I said I didn't want to talk about this, but let me give you a brief overview of exactly what went down the last 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
How many national parks did you go to?
Two.
Which?
Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
I actually went to Death Valley, into Death Valley. Mm-hmm.
And he went to Arizona.
So you only paid for one. No, you didn't pay for Grand Canyon.
I didn't pay for either.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, that's not true. I paid Grand Canyon
Grand
30
Canyon.
Bucks.
Yeah,
30 bucks. Yeah, the other one I blew right through it.
Yeah. Well, Death Valley, it's so hot this time of year, they don't even man the
station.
And stations.
If somebody pulled me over, I'd be like, I'm a regular. Ask around.
Ask
they know
anybody.
Me.
We did a destination disaster here. It's
yeah,
good.
You
check
probably
it out.
Saw it. Probably saw it. Sold over 300 copies.
Hey, I feel like we have to get to a certain level on the old ICP video before we can actually commit to do the next one because of costs. Concerns and
so you're gonna hold everyone hostage?
Yeah, I don't feel like good about doing that, but
I don't either. But we can't really lose money on these things.
Yeah, we can't.
But then again, we enjoy doing the show. Look at that cable coming out of
I
the wall over there.
The
looks
ICP
like it was stuck in the blood. Doesn't look like that penetrated a human body with that red end.
It's an Ethernet cable with a little red ink on the end of it. Not worth.
It looks like
exploring.
Just came out of an open wound.
Anderson would be the worst, like seeing eye person for like a blind person.
No, I'm really good.
It's nothing
because there's a point to it.
What does the Grand Canyon explain to me? It's just a big fucking
hole. Some guy dropped a quarter. It's not worth talking about.
Okay, all right. Full disclosure: when I listen back to the show and you guys are talking about things that are visual, like off microphone, it's not bad. And then I hear myself getting upset. I'm like, yeah, settle down. It's not that big a deal. It's
people get to use their imagination.
Yeah, theater of the mind is more pretentious people than I would say.
Okay, let me tell you a couple things that happened on this trip.
Lay it on me.
It ended on a very sad note, and I don't think I'll talk about that part.
I thought it began on that note.
No, that was the end.
It changed the entire trip, you said. How does it change a trip if it happens at the end?
Death Valley, Grand Canyon, on my way to Tucson to see family and hang out with family, and I got a call that someone in my family drowned.
What?
And, I that ruined everything, and I don't want to talk about that right now.
So don't.
I wish I wouldn't have brought it up. What a downer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I go out to Death Valley to visit friends who are out here from the Midwest. And they gave me a million outs. We know this is a long drive for you. You don't have to do it. Blah, 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 blah. I still stuck to it.
Were they hinting?
They were. I don't think they wanted to make the drive from Vegas, which was only an hour and 45 minutes. I hit insane, insane traffic. It took me probably 7 hours to get there.
Really?
Then I took them on the grand tour. We hit all the places. We went over and
did
hung out.
The crater?
We didn't make it to the crater, but we made it to that other resort, and we did a lot of stuff. We had a nice dinner. It was a great, great night of... It was a great visit.
Furnace.
We did the whole Opera House thing. We went through the Long Street. We walked around.
Did that lady try to give you the tour again? You're like, I know.
She absolutely did. She absolutely did. And here's the creepiest thing that happened. I'm sorry to skate over the death part, by the way, but I really don't feel comfortable.
I feel
comfortable
like you covered that in your
that.
3.5 hour
yeah, I did.
Miscellaneous
I did.
Adventure.
Very briefly, but I did. It really fucked everything up. Mm-hmm. And now I'm thinking about
it. You look
it.
So comfortable. I'm very jealous
I'm
of your
very,
four.
I am.
Mike
I'm
is using four
I'm
chairs.
Using four chairs.
Damn it, I'm jealous.
It's pretty good.
Wait, I need a photo of Mike and his four chairs.
Okay, so here's one of the... I'll tell you a couple of things that happened on this trip that are life lessons for people. I'm double checking everything. I'm bringing 5 fucking cameras with me because I am going to get something done on this trip regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I make it out to Death Valley 7 hours, which right. should have taken 4.5 mm-hmm. or four. Because
you didn't leave it at AM.
No, there was the 15 was stopped for like 20 miles, and it was just grim. I don't know what happened.
It wasn't because that happened. I think that was like a 15-hour delay. They found like a mysterious box.
Oh,
on
this
the 15,
was Sunday, whatever Sunday.
And they
morning.
Shut it down both directions for hours until the bomb squad got
it
there.
Was,
and it turned out to be nothing.
Okay, whatever it was insane.
Who would put a bomb in the middle of a freeway in the middle of nowhere? All right, sorry.
The freeway bomber?
Yeah.
The middle of nowhere freeway bomber?
Mm-hmm.
Homeless guy singing to the sky. Okay.
7-Eleven mascot.
Mm. I'll make this real fast. Mm. Tell you the highlights.
Come pumpkins.
Or the lowlights. I get out to Death Valley.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted after the drive, and I probably spent 7 hours with them. It's like 10 o'clock at night, and I'm going to drive as close as I can to Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wake up early.
You're going to camp like
Grand
in
Canyon.
Your car.
Yes.
Not really camping. You're just going to sleep
camp.
In your car.
I'm going to camp.
You're not going to be
a vagrant with your car.
I realize I've been sitting in gridlock, and I can smell my own body odor. And
that's
I don't want that's to good. Have my friend's mom turned on by my pheromones.
Right.
So I pull over to
don't
get some deodorant.
That's the main concern.
In Death Valley. And I'm like, I forgot to pack. I left all my clothes at home. Everything. And I'm like, I forgot to load my car.
You usually bring like 4 or 5 pairs of shoes
you
for a day trip.
Well, you didn't even bring your cameras?
I forgot to load my car. I brought a couple cameras, but I forgot my camera. I forgot a bunch of shit.
Wow.
So I considered just finding a Walmart, buying a pair of shorts and some flip-flops. And then I went, nah.
Oh
I
God.
Drove all the way home.
No.
I got home at 3 a.m. I went to bed. I woke up at 8 and left again. Here's the life lesson that this is not funny, but I want to clarify to people. This is a lesson.
Just to let the listener know, yes, somebody is unstacking chairs downstairs and putting them
yeah.
in their appropriate
yeah, it's good.
Places.
It's a nice soothing sound. Yeah. It's the sweet soothing sounds of a guy.
I'm filled with so much anxiety of the thought of you deciding to turn around.
You can't even imagine my... It
and
was
then to go back out the next
2:59 when I got to my driveway, and I'm like, I was completely shaken up because I had been in the car since probably 8. And 2,051 miles on my car in less than 72 hours.
Wow.
I truck it.
That's cross country. That's New York.
Here's the thing is, I know better. We all know better. This needs to be taken seriously. This is a definite public service announcement.
Pack.
And if you want to hear, I'm almost in tears and I'm very shaken up.
Before a trip, always pack.
I'm doing 85 miles an hour on the 15. 85.
A cat.
And I know better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm going to look at Instagram.
Oh, no.
I look at Instagram. I'm trying to read a comment.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up, and traffic is stopped. And I lock up all 4 tires.
Wow.
And I slide off the road doing 85 miles an hour and end up on the shoulder, like way ahead of a bunch of cars to the point where the
Mike.
Guy who I would have killed
yes.
had to pull over and get out of his car and like regain his composure. And I felt like I was going to start crying. I was like, I just came so close to killing multiple, not even thinking about myself.
Right.
I'm like, there's no way a guy who was going 0 and I was doing 85 would have lived. And I swerved and missed him by 10 feet. And it scared the fuck out of me. And I was like, I know better. I know better. I know better. I
what'd
know
the
better.
What'd the comment say?
I don't even remember what the comment, what the picture was.
No, that like the 30 seconds before it all happens.
The next 2 hours,
out.
I just obsessed on, I know better than this. I know better. And
did
I
you and the
killed,
guy that got out of the car and make any eye contact, any kind of exchange there?
No, but I was shaking for a long time. And then, cut to, I'm in the Grand Canyon.
Peen.
I camped at the Grand Canyon at the Flintstones campground.
Did you get one of those ribs that makes your car fall over?
It's fucking have you seen it?
Never.
Oh, my God. It's got the whole bedrock.
Really?
Yeah. Like it's like Toontown bedrock, and it's got the campground, and
what
I show up there, $12.
Nice.
And I go inside.
Is it like from the set from that stupid movie from the 90s?
No. They made it themselves. It's totally run down.
I told
totally
you that
scummy.
I stumbled across that set by mistake, and I just thought it was ultra rich people.
Where was it?
It's up by Vasquez Rocks, and I was looking for a movie set that I was working on, and I took a wrong turn. No, this is back in like
I took a wrong turn.
I was looking for the set of And God Spoke, and I took a wrong turn, and I was on this little dirt road, and it was just all like the garage door was just a giant seashell, and like the awning was like held up by giant dinosaur bones.
Oh, man, I would like to go
bones.
See that. I would like to
and
see
I'm like,
that.
And I'm like, what the fuck kind of neighborhood is this? Just
rich
super
guy.
Rich people guy. That want to like live in prehistoric times?
My four-year-old son loves dinosaurs, so I spent $300,000 of remodel the front of the house.
I love that you're on the way to a movie shoot, and it didn't occur to you that maybe this was also a
because
movie
it's
shoot.
Out in the middle of nowhere. It's not like all movie shoots. And the movie that I was working on was a movie about a movie. So it was a mockumentary. It was very confusing.
Okay, I thought you were going to see where that film was shot.
No. I was looking for a movie that I was working on.
Oh, I was just going to say you're going to look for the shooting location of a movie nobody's heard of, and you pass the Flintstones.
Have you been out to Vasquez Rocks?
No.
It's pretty cool because they got that iconic Star Trek scene that took place out there. With the jagged rocks that are like diagonal.
Oh, no, I would like to see that.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. It's within driving distance. It's a destination.
Okay, I camped out at the Flintstones campground. I realized camping is not for me.
Mm-hmm. How did you camp?
Okay, I went inside, talked to the dude. I go, how does this work? Mm. And he goes, what do you want to do? And I go, I just want to camp. And he goes, $12. And he goes, just park wherever you want. And he goes, the tents are right there. There's this over here and the motorhomes are over here. And I went and parked in a pitch black desert off in the distance. Uh-huh. Area and
the most secluded spot he could find,
and it was horrifying. And as I was walking to the restroom to pee before I went to bed, mm-hmm. I was thrilled. I was so fucking excited. I'm like, this is comfortable. There's a lot of people around. This is gonna be great. I'm gonna crash in the back of my car because I'm so fucking tired. I'm gonna wake up super early, go see the Grand Canyon, and I was very close to the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. And then I walked by this is gonna sound really sick, but I walked by like 30 girls camping. And I've never been that horny. Okay, now let's skip over that part. I couldn't sleep now because I'm like, there's like 30 girls sitting over there. I don't know what it was. Like this high school thing came out in me. I was just like, I wish I was.
Oh, high school. Okay.
No, but I felt like my high school mentality.
I thought you were going to say it was a high school truth.
No.
Middle school.
But it was so weird. I was like, there's something super sexy about these girls out here on the edge of the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. And I'm out here. And
there's nobody else from my
house. They're out here and I'm out here.
Okay, so I couldn't sleep at all. It was super uncomfortable. I moved, though. I parked between two people in a motorhome. And I also realized something about motorhomes. My fantasy, my disillusion. You can see everything that's going on in a motorhome when the lights are on inside and it's pitch black outside. And I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. No privacy.
Right.
I wake up at 4, and I see, it's not pitch black, so the sun's going to be up pretty soon, and I hop in my car. Mm-hmm. I was already in it.
You're already in it. You pop in the front seat.
I brushed my teeth in the parking lot and started flying towards the edge of the Grand Canyon.
You're driving.
Flying on the road.
Okay.
I call it flying.
Not looking at Instagram. No longer looking at Instagram.
No.
No.
And it's very, very dark, and there's no lights out there, so the street is dark, and it's kind of foresty. All of a sudden, there's a motherfucking giant goddamn deer in the street right in front of me, and I swerve around him.
Horns?
Yes. Wow. I swerve around this guy going very fast to the point where I felt chest pain, like I'm having a heart attack because I felt like I was going to roll my car.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the drive, like 21 more miles, was just fucking deer walking in the street. And I was like, I had to do 25 or 30 miles an hour the whole goddamn way, and I could have done 80. It was a clean, open road with no traffic on it.
When I went to Havasu Pie, it's like near the end of the Grand Canyon. It's part of it. It's that Native American reservation.
The most remote mailbox in the country.
They still use the Pony Express. It's beautiful. You should go there. But the last, 15, 20 miles of the road, we got there. It was pitch black at nighttime. Everyone in the car is asleep. And just about every like 3 minutes, a giant fucking deer in the middle of the road. I'm just like,
were the dead ones
turn.
On the side?
No.
But no one hit them. Good.
But then
I imagine there's
always
all the
one.
Time.
And then there's like 2 minutes where you don't see any. So you're like, oh. And then there's another one. It scares the shit out of you. And then there's always a lull. And it just.
Was it nighttime as well?
Yeah. It was like 1 a.m.
Me too.
It was terrifying.
That's exactly. It was still dark. And I could see the silhouette of it.
And they just stand there and stare at you.
Absolutely.
And it's so, I don't know why it's scary. But it's so scary.
I probably saw 60 deer.
So the deer
it's
in the
crazy
headlights.
How many live there.
Yeah.
And then the other weird thing that happened on that part of it, two things. I found somebody's memory card, and I went back to my car and downloaded all the pictures immediately.
Nice.
Because I was going to post something and say, if you lost, this is the Grand Canyon on this day. And then driving out, I found the Lost and Found, which is a work area, like these warehouses and offices right on the rim. And I drove in, and I parked, and I walked in. It was like, now it's like 6 a.m., and they don't open until 8. And I see a dude walking, and I go, hey, I know you don't open until 8, but I found this memory card. He goes, just put it in your office. And I'm like, huh? And he goes, just put it in your office.
In your
office?
And I office?
Go, well, and he goes, you work here, right? And I'm like, no. And he doesn't know what to do. So I'm like, all right. Like, all right, I'll put it in my office. I need the keys to that four-wheel drive over there for a minute. Can we take the chopper up?
I thought you were a ranger?
I don't know. I don't know what he thought.
He looks like a conservist?
Yeah.
A service?
Conservationist?
Conservationist.
Yeah. Conservist?
Now, the only weird, creepy thing that happened was I'm admiring the Grand Canyon. First of all, I didn't realize you could fall into it any goddamn time.
People jog along it. I'm like, what are you doing?
It's crazy.
What if you hit like a little rock and you stumble?
So I sense there's someone directly behind me, but I don't look because I'm busy making a podcast.
Right.
And
as one does.
And after like, and she's like saying things to me, sort of like, "Oh, this is beautiful. This is something," you know, and I'm just ignoring her completely because I saw the tourists and I didn't want anything to do with them. And I turn around, and of course, it's this striking young girl that I just ignored.
What's she striking? Like low age,
a turtle, a desert tortoise.
She's like with her hands. With her
so
open
here's
fist?
The weird thing that happened.
Open fist.
I see her about 5 minutes later, and she is sitting. She's sitting on the edge.
The song of Mike's journey to the Grand Canyon.
I love this song, by the way.
Okay.
She's sitting on the edge.
Yes.
Where it's a fall all the way down. Like, on the edge.
Right. You pushed her.
And I'm looking at... And I was freaked out. I took a couple pictures, of wide-angle pictures, and she's off in the corner just sitting on the edge. And then I walked over there, and her mom is like 20 feet behind her where it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to engage. Like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I just want to tell you, you got a lot of guts, man. That's, and her mom's like, yeah, I don't know. She goes, if she falls, it's her fault.
Wow.
And I was like, eh.
That's a woman with a lot of kids.
Yeah. And I went, are you, then I made it worse. I'm like, are you trying to find yourself or something? And now it looks like I'm flirting with her.
Was she talking at all to you?
She was like, she's one of these girls. Uh-huh. She's probably like 17 or 18.
Yeah.
And.
Of course, we knew that.
Yeah. And she's going to experience it.
She what?
It was beautiful.
But she what?
What's going on?
It was beautiful.
Just imagine this song playing as Mike approaches a young 17-year-old
I'm sure
on the edge of the Grand Canyon.
In his head, I'm sure that it
as he's gone to look for America.
What did she say to you?
She wasn't really responding, and the mom was looking at me like, what are you talking to us for? And I kept on talking.
The chick was, the young broad was probably trying to have like a spiritual moment that you'll never forget.
Yeah.
And the ranger had to come up and talk to her.
She's got some conservist over her shoulder going, what are you doing, man?
Well, I halted myself at when it was coming out of my mouth. I took some pictures of you if you want me to send them to you. I didn't do that. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to keep that to myself. They're not like sexy pictures.
Just give me your Well, obviously they're not sexy pictures if she's a speck in the landscape that is the Grand Canyon, Michael. You know what's weird is I think that it might be like, I'm going off of very limited data here, but I think that the standing close to the edge of the Grand Canyon is like an old person, young person thing. Because Jillian and I, we're separated by a few years. She had zero fear. She was standing right on the lip. And I was getting massive vertigo. I felt like I was going to fall in. I was terrified that she was standing so close. It's so weird. The death is right there.
Yeah.
It's right. It's like everywhere.
It's personal person.
Every step you walk.
I'm terrified of heights.
It's like there's just hundreds of guns being pointed at you, essentially. And if you step on one trigger, dead.
Obama's trying to take our canyons.
What?
Here's the thing, though.
He's taking our guns.
Here's the thing I wanted to mention to you.
Stretch.
It was striking. It was striking. It was beautiful. It was fantastic.
But I used to stand on the
But how was the Grand Canyon?
On the precipice of things all the time, and I didn't have fear. Yeah, I was
the from the iPhone.
Where is she though?
Yeah, where is
she's
she?
Not in that one.
You could put that on a billboard, and it could say "Shot by an iPhone 6."
That seriously was the iPhone.
Like a hipster ass.
That great. Is that Sunrise? Right.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell the difference.
That was like at 5 a.m.
This song could be playing under it.
I can tell the difference. You know how I can tell the difference? When you start the story with "You left at 4 a.m."
Pretty good. Pretty good detective work there.
Pretty good. I hate people that say that they can tell the difference between a sunrise and a sunset as far as pictures go. You can't tell the difference.
Well, one's warm and one's cool. Sunrise
one's
is always
in the
blue.
East and one's in the west.
They're the same.
They're not the same. One's clearly, like, if you take a picture of both, one's very blue and one's very red.
Mm-hmm. How is that possible?
It's not true at all.
So have you been to, like, these places, like, that those little towns on the way in? They have these really cool little shops and stuff.
No, we didn't. We just drove through it. We went and we saw the Grand Canyon, and then we went on. It was when we went on our epic trip where we, like, went to five different national parks. Yeah. All, like, in, like,
it was
6 days.
It was. It's totally worth going.
I love that little town, though. I want to go there.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's on the way in. Did you drive through Williams?
I don't know. It was a while ago.
Okay, Williams.
We went to so many national parks that we just got an annual pass.
Williams, Arizona is...
Staying in on the if corner you go through at Williams, night, Arizona.
It's Cars Land. It's Route 66, and the whole thing is decorated like Route 66. Pretty it's great. All neon and stuff. And I drove through. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Pretty great.
It's a touristy town with just bars and hotels, and it's like Cars Land for like 6 blocks.
Is that the one where you stayed and you got the little old-fashioned key?
No.
Didn't you post something about that?
No, a listener did. I stayed at the Flintstones Resort.
You were gone more than a couple nights.
It wasn't a resort. No, I drove back.
The one night. I thought you were gone for 3 nights.
I stayed in a really cool hotel in Tucson.
We end the show with change today. A little change. A little hanker
for
change.
You want to end the show with change? Not with this?
A little change.
Okay.
I stayed in a great place in Tucson you would really dig.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it wasn't expensive. It was called the Arizona Inn, and it's an old-fashioned hotel, but it's beautiful. And it's really cool, and free ice cream.
Oh, what?
I'm there. Let's go.
All the free ice cream you want.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So we just
how many flavors?
They had 4 different flavors. That's there were specialty ice creams. There were vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and something.
Could you get
nothing
swirl?
Special about that?
You can get whatever you want. You can get as special. Much of it as you want.
Specialty.
Sweet. Hold on.
It was beautiful.
Fucking change.
But do you have a desire to go back to the Grand Canyon?
Because I absolutely want to go back to the Grand Canyon. You don't want to go back then?
I would go back, but I don't want to go back.
I want to go to the north rim where, like,
I'd like to go to the bottom.
Close it. I would like to go to have a soup pie. Yeah.
Have a soup pie. All
right. Quick story. That's not the song. It's not changed. Peter's not singing about fucking. I don't think. This is not the song. This is Changes by Tupac. Tyler. I know my Tupac. Give me that. Jim. I know it's going to be...
G-Y-M or J-I-M?
G-Y-M. I know this is going to give some people whiplash going from the serenity and beauty that is the Grand Canyon to my Jim. But I got naked old man story that I must share. Okay.
Okay.
Let me know if these Jim stories get to... Tyler, this is not the song I was looking for. Come on. I see no changes. I mean, it's so difficult. You really do. Let me know if these gym stories get too much.
I like the gym
much.
Stories.
But I had something that was unbelievable happen just last week, and I shared it with Jillian, and she seemed to enjoy it. So here's what it was. All right, there's like little areas. I think I already mentioned that, like, there's little areas where there's like a bench, right? And there's three separate areas that are all like ensconced with
lockers.
Yes. Yeah. And you can't figure out which one's the one to go to because you're going to take a 6-minute, 7-minute shower. When you come back, you might pick one that's empty and put your stuff in the locker, and then you come back and it's packed. It's filled with people. You don't know. Sometimes you go to the one that's full, and you go to take a shower, and you come back and it's empty because it's like, you know, people are rotating in and out.
Got it.
Oh, I heard this horrible conversation about with these two jocks, and they were talking about basketball and their hatred for Kobe. But
how
their love
dare
with this
them
guy.
Talk about basketball?
It was really boring, though. One guy was just like going on and on about his opinions, and they obviously didn't know each other that well, and then the one guy was talking about how much he hates Kobe, and then the other guy that was barely getting an award in Edgewise says, yeah, but I like his whole like no means yes policy, and there's just silence.
Oh,
there's
my
just silence.
God.
You should put some of those signs from the library in the gym.
No talking?
Yeah, no talking.
I would like no talking. And there's just silence, and then I hear the one guy that was totally running the conversation and talking nonstop kind of go, I'm not sure about all that, man.
I'm trying to be a gentleman. Yeah.
They were saying a lot of "you feel me" and stuff, and they were not black, so you shouldn't be saying that. You feel me? It was awful, but that wasn't. I get out of the shower.
I hate your gym. I haven't even been there.
Tyler just reaches across with his sweaty palm and palms my arm every now and again. I don't like it. Don't do that, Ty Ty. Do not do. So I get out and I pick the wrong little stall area, and it's packed.
Yeah.
So I got to squeeze by a few people. I'm very vulnerable.
Get to steer your erection around them.
Nothing but a medium gym issue towel, right? Very small towel, so it's hard to keep on.
And I'm getting my stuff. There's like a guy right next to me, and I'm getting my stuff out. I'm going for the underwear. So we can put the underwear on first. And
that's,
I'm trying.
That's
to,
how I do it.
So you drop the towel real quick. Put on that. So you, there's
you
like
can
that,
put the underwear on under the towel.
Not when it's so small. This towel does not wrap all the
where
way around.
You do the thing where you just get a damp washcloth and you just slap it on your junk and you walk around. It's like a piece of cheese on a burger.
Doesn't
like
stick.
There's a magic trick happening.
Doesn't stick.
It does if you like slap it on there.
And it's in the shape of a leaf, and I can just walk around.
No, I don't know what that means.
Because I'd be like Adam.
No.
Like in Christian.
Nope.
Museums where they can't show
Christian
dick.
Christian museum.
It always covers dick in Christian museums.
Yeah.
So. The towel is like, I look like I'm dressed like a sexy woman with a slit down the side. Yeah. You know what I mean? All, so I drop it and I put on my underwear real quick, and I'm feeling good about it because it's so crowded. It brings back memories of jail. And I feel something. I can feel a presence over my shoulder.
Okay.
And I'm trying to ignore it. I'm trying to like now get the rest of my clothes, and I can't ignore it anymore because now I can feel the breath, actually breath on my shoulder because my shoulder's still a little bit wet. So I can feel the physical breath. And I look over my shoulder.
You gotta go to your gym and see what's happening.
I've stopped showering after this occurrence. Okay. I look over my shoulder.
No.
There's about seven of us in this small little quarter, right? This small little changing area. And
the guy who likes Kobe's no means yes policy.
There's no, that was a different tent. That was a different. I look over my shoulder. There's a man. He must be at least 85 years old.
Okay.
Stark naked. He's not even holding his towel. He's just got nothing. Not even flip flops. Nothing.
Why
stark,
is he working out?
Fucking naked.
Maybe he's a time traveler.
And evidently his locker, his belongings were somewhere in my area, and I had to move for him to get in there. But here's the deal. I'm not going to move for him to get in there because now I'm out in the cold and nothing but my underwear around this, all these other dudes. So I'm panicking, and he's just facing me. And I got my back to him, but he's just breathing. He is so close to me, guys. I can feel his every time he takes a breath.
God damn it.
So he's just like staring at my back, just
almost
like he's waiting in line.
Why does your back smell like soup?
Waiting like we're waiting in line at a market.
He was just resting his wiener on your shoulder?
No, but like if I stumbled, if I misstepped a little bit, yes, it would have been 85-year-old man dick on my buttocks.
Oh,
so this is very upsetting, and I'm panicking, and I'm taking the stuff out of my locker.
Punch
and
that into Google real quick and see if we can find a video.
85-year-old man dick on buttocks?
On buttocks.
Oh, that's called Lemon Party.
We're
going to
get that a lot sooner than clown coming pumpkins.
So I'm panicking, and I'm pulling my clothes.
I'm panicking just for the end of the story. Jesus Christ.
And throwing it on like the little table that we all sit on. Yeah. Right behind us, and I noticed that one of my socks. It's not a clean sock. It's because I take off my
your
socks and I put them
sock.
And it lands right on a guy's fresh towel that he had just put down. Uh-huh. Like another guy that's changing.
Yeah.
So that's horrible. And I'm like, now I'm like, do I apologize for it? The old man, by the way, these towels, they have little chips in them so that you can't steal them.
Yeah.
And one of them's on the ground, and I just hear the old man break the uncomfortable silence. He goes, "What's this?" And he bends down and he picks it up and he's examining it now. And now he's off my back, and I'm sitting down and I'm putting my socks on and I'm trying to figure out if I should apologize for my soiled sock going on the guy's clean towel, the other dude's clean towel. It was awful.
Wouldn't it be funny if the next week his conversation is about he's got like an athlete's foot on his butt?
That's the conversation. I don't know how it happened. But guys, I can't take a shower in there anymore. I can't do it. It was so traumatic. It was traumatic.
You know where I can't take a shower?
He looked like
the
living,
Flintstones campground.
A living cadaver. That's what this man
looked
like.
What does Trance look like?
It's like a White Walker.
I didn't see it. I didn't sneak a peek.
What about his danglers?
I didn't see his dinghy. But wait, what was the shower like out there?
I didn't go in.
At the Flintstones. Oh, I bet it was like a sweet clamshell that opens up.
May have been.
It might have been a bird and just pull its tail and it vomits all over.
They had the record player with the bird.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to go there.
Yeah.
How have I never heard of this thing?
You would dig it.
I feel like I would.
It's pretty great, especially if those girls are there. Yes, Echo.